How do you feel?
Welcome to the Saturday session. We're at the best place in the world, Wolfden HQ. About to unpack five of the best races on the biggest racing day of the year, King Zone. How are you faring, mate?
No, I'm doing
you
poorly.
Out of the trading room.
Poorly.
That's no good. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the heat of the battle and I'm doing me money, so.
Well, hopefully we can turn it for
I need
you
to get
while
it back
watching
out
these
there.
Races. Okay, all right. Well, we're going to watch 1,000 Guineas. I'll bring the boys in on the casting couch. How are you, boys?
Very
Junior,
good.
Junior, you're going to be well behaved today, mate?
Yeah, very well.
Uncle
very
Mal,
well.
How are you, mate? You look sprightly.
Good. Yeah, no, it's good to be
itching
back.
Itching to get back into the trading room, aren't you, as well?
No, it's great. It's good to be here in the studio where I belong.
True. This is what made you, isn't it? It's made you the star that you are.
That's exactly right.
Let's go and have a look at the 1,000 Guineas market because they're about to jump. So Apocalyptic dominated the race all week. Got out a little bit. I think we got out maybe 220, 230
about 220,
something.
Yeah. Been really solid in betting all day. Into odds on now, as you can see, 195. But they haven't really backed a lot to beat Apocalyptic.
Yes. Shadow Ease, you were tipping that in the Saturday set. You've had something on that, have you?
Took about 25 to 1, yeah. Number 4's been pretty well backed. Got a good feeling, about $11 into about $8.50. And Olé Dance has been pretty solid as well.
I took a same race multi on your advice for the pot. We've got Apocalyptic to win and then Karinska and Shadow Ease.
Okay, so, for second. To run a place.
Top four. I've got to check that. But okay. Either to run top three or top four, let me check. But so there's a bit of interest there.
Yep.
Let's go do it. You would like this. You like this, Kings? You always like horses going to the...
Going a to change front, of
control
tactics.
Things. The big thing
well, there wasn't
be,
a lot of pace in the race, so I'd much rather be in front than being third fence.
Mm. Zara on board.
Chateau's last, is it?
Last, yeah.
Interesting ride.
Interesting ride.
Well, it is, because it sat on pace last time, didn't it? And then Ford on, it actually sat second outside the leader.
I thought it could lead the race, but Karinska's trying to make a wide run.
Just giving a little bit more rain and responding. Olé Dancer breathing down its neck.
Got a few chasing a little bit.
Yeah, stacked her up a little bit.
This is going to be very, very interesting. Is she just
what's the other one
big,
you took? Shadow Ease. What's the other one you put it for the pot, Rich?
Karinska. Star Thoroughbred.
Get a good
struggling.
Feeling. Needs a run.
Apocalyptic. Shaken right.
Tell
up.
You what.
Not a whole
it's
lot
no
there.
Moral.
Olé wants to fight.
It's no good
they
thing.
They go at it. They go at it.
Needs to dig in.
MZ.
What's this
needs
up the
to dig
fence?
In. Get a good
a
feeling
race.
Up the fence.
MZ. Good feeling up the fence.
Jesus.
Is it all over? Does
Olé
Dancer win? Yes, it does. All
it gets
over.
There.
Just a little bit too strong. Apocalyptic just knocked up a little bit.
Had every chance, disappointed.
Absolutely
Karinska,
every chance.
Karinska didn't run on at all. There you go,
the
eh?
I think Marg Zara went to the front, controlled it, gave nothing else at the back of hope, and then a little bit too good.
I think they're a pretty weak bunch moving forward.
Terrible.
Yes. And mate, there was a bit of talk that maybe Apocalyptic was sort of over the top. She's done a job this spring and she could have been spelled, and no doubt she'll definitely go for a spell now. But she
you
raced
think.
A little bit like a tired horse, or do you think that she was just... She just met a few better horses today.
Yeah, I don't know. She just hasn't been beating much in Sydney in slow time. And then you got to come lead up a race at Caulfield. It's just a different race.
All right. Next race, the Everest, boys. Get back in the trading room, then come
Let's
back
go.
To the Everest.
So you laid up.
Okay, so just wrapping up the 1,000 Guineas. That's the first Victorian Group 1 winner for Catherine Coleman, Peter Moody. Good for them. I couldn't get any information as to whether Olé Dancer would head to the Oaks, which is obviously 2,500 metres, a lot further. But got to get it. What is it? Get a good feeling.
Get a good feeling.
Get a good feeling is favourite for the Oaks. Been a big firmer, actually.
I want to get a good feeling in the Everest. And I'm
anyway,
on Jolly Star and Lady Shenandoah.
So that's the wrap up of the
Let's
1,000
move forward,
Guineas.
Mate.
Let's go to the Everest for 2025. Boys, can you believe it's here?
How good.
I've never seen a race more talked about, more anticipated. I'm intrigued. I've never been more intrigued by a horse race.
It's been
win
great
or
for
not?
Racing.
Will Car Ying Rising win? Come on, yes or no?
Yes.
Junior?
No.
Jai?
I hope so.
Yes or no?
Hopefully, yes.
So you
yes.
chipped into the $4.
Yeah, I took some $4, so I'm hoping that it did. Like, obviously, I'm nervous after the trial. There's been a lot of speculation during the week, but he looks a picture in the yard.
He does, very relaxed.
Very relaxed, very calm. So hopefully they've got him right and ready to go. But I just want to say it's been a fantastic week for racing. Like, everyone's been talking about racing in Sydney, and like, you don't really see it that often where – you know, the whole town sort of has come alive. And today, like, so many of my mates that don't go to the races and even girls that don't go to the races at all, they're all out the track today. So,
good.
Well, my 15-year-old son hasn't asked me what I've backed all year or ever, and he texts me what he's on in the Everest. So that's how it's getting the younger generation.
And before we watch the Everest, just tell us exactly what you're hoping for to happen in the Everest.
I'm hoping for Jolly Star to win by about 6 lengths. I'm under no pressure at all, and I can just sit back and enjoy the race and just cheer J-Mac on.
Let's do it.
Canterbury Friday.
Give me Warwick Farm on a Wednesday any day, though.
I want to be there. Evoca Cup day today.
Yeah. I like Ramwick.
$1.30 on the World Pool.
Ramwick in the middle of winter.
206 Bedford.
Is he too? I see. He's been very solid on Betfair around. There's been like 50,000 both sides around $1.99, $2 for about 10 minutes, just trading hard.
But look at some of the overs there on the Whirlpool. 850 Jolly Star.
I reckon she'll pay shorter.
4.3 million. I reckon that'll end up probably double that.
Okay. Kings, you thought that the pros would suck it up.
They will. They won't allow any overs. I don't think Jolly Star will pay 840. What's Jolly trading on Betfair now? It was around 7.20 before.
6.20. Very well backed.
Big money. Well, I'd like to take evens that Jolly Star doesn't pay over 6.50.
That's what I was thinking. A lot of people were saying Jolly Star will play $10. I just like, I don't see it. It just maps too good.
Now, you see it in Hong Kong all the time where they just get hammered on the toad on $5 million toad pools. Yeah. The pros don't let you breathe. A nation holds its
breath.
Good
luck, gentlemen.
How good.
They're racing.
He jumped all right.
He jumped well.
Nah, usually just musters. Doesn't never pings, just musters.
Mazu prominent.
Is he going to lead or sit outside?
Where's Jolly?
Is Jolly going to get caught?
Oh, look at this. It's going to get a beautiful run.
Yep, Jolly that's where he was mapped. Spot.
Jimmy's trying to sit three wide.
Jimmy's going
to
get caught wide.
He's in a beautiful spot.
Beautiful spot.
Yeah. Well, that's where he maps.
Very aggressive on Jimmy Starr.
Where's Briasa?
They went back.
Wow.
Yeah. Back and wide in a pretty difficult spot. Three wide, no cover.
He's out on Jolly.
Magic Time makes a move. Jolly's out. And Lady Shenandoah inside, and they're both tracking Ka Ying.
Yes.
Very interesting. Jimmy Starr's done a lot of work. Mazu and Overpass take it up. They go for Ka Ying. What's there?
What is
Does
there?
Does he explode? Does he explode? It's got a good
one. He's kicking.
Go, here comes Jolly.
Go, Ka-Ying.
He's got him.
Overpass ran a big race.
He's got him. He's too good.
Tempted runs on.
Jeez, he's good. And so he did it easy.
Yeah, it's a blanket Ka-Ying finish.
Tempted and then maybe Overpass.
Angel Capital went huge.
I tell you what, Jimmy, he did that pretty easy.
He did it pretty easy.
Yeah, he half walked, you know.
He just gets into the right
145.
Spot.
145.
I'm hearing reports that the owner actually went early last night. He ordered 13 lobsters at a Chinese joint in the city somewhere.
Oh, really?
That's like the reports I'm hearing.
For tonight?
No, already. He was already celebrating last night.
So let's just watch them here as they come to the post.
He's done pretty, it easy. He's down.
Yeah.
Throttled down the last 50.
He's a nice horse. You got to start comparing to Black Caviar now. If he does it for as long as she does, he's... But that's how Black Caviar used to win.
You know, carrying the weight of a nation, the weight of the market, the expectation, the ups and downs to get here and through the week, especially after the trial. But we should never doubt him. He's a superstar.
I know he's obviously won an Everest, so it might sound silly to say, but have we seen him at his best in Australia?
I don't think he was, but... He didn't need to be, did he? Yeah. But look at him now, like, as buzzed up as he is. And the crowd did a good job of trying to buzz him up before the race. I didn't expect them to boo him and be as vocal as they were when he came out on the track.
The fizz is in town. Oh, hey, mate. It's not going very well out there, is it?
No, we're just back.
We're back.
That
we're
help?
Back.
Okay, good.
We're back.
The mood's up?
Yeah. We're going all right. The boys are having fun out there, I think.
Yeah, right. So the last race, the Everest, franked the form of this race because Linebacker won the trial of the century at Randwick.
Yes, it did.
And Overpass ran well. Ka Ying Rising obviously won. So it'd be very interesting to see how Linebacker goes in this race. The Silver Eagle, of course, it's the lead up to the Golden Eagle, the $10 million race for the four-year-olds in a couple of weeks' time. Any thoughts on this race, Fizz, or it's just sort of...
I do think that the class horse is the one. The nine's a good up-and-coming horse, but changed stable. So I'm sure it must have settled in, seeing it's $5.50 in the market mover. But, yeah, I can get rid of a few of those. I'm not so fussed about some of the ones down the tail. So, I think Linebacker's the one to beat for sure.
Boys, anything to add before we watch it?
Yeah, I'm always Team O'Shea, so
sure.
I think Linebacker... But
it's our horse. Remember we did the vlog on
exactly
it?
Exactly right. Yeah. He got his... before he got gelded, he got it out against Broadside. But I think Linebacker's the best horse in the race.
Easily.
It's just a really sticky draw, 12. When he does his best work is when he races on pace, and he's got to go forward here and got to take up a good position. Otherwise, he might be in a bit of strife at the $3.20, looking a bit short there. What do you think, Junior?
Yeah, I think Sabaj. I think they might have improved it a little bit. Had a good trial against Golden Boom, who's a pretty fast horse. Maps in the right spot, and I think it'll run a big race.
Let's do it. Nick would know. Nick would remember.
Plenty of delay. Fucking
yeah.
Yeah, got to get that last bit of money in, son.
Pick the money up off the floor.
Here we go. Let's see how Linebacker goes from that tricky gate.
They said they're Jerry going. Gong, they're Anzi. Going. Yeah, now they're going forward on Ray Koki, who's in the barrier next to it, which makes it
go all cross together.
Look at all those Derby racing silks ready to rumble.
It's fired up, Ray Koki.
Racing.
Miss the kick, Ray Koki.
Linebacker jumps well. Gerringong misses it a bit.
Mayfair jump well.
I think he needs to just ride for luck there and just get lucky.
In an awkward spot.
Reverse park, son. No.
It's going to be brown bread.
Yeah. He needs to get in the three wide run. Sure. No, he needs to be behind the other three wider.
Just go. What's he going to do there for us?
Oh, you're right. He's gone.
He's completely gassed.
You're right. He's gone.
Okay, he's yeah, slotted
you know what,
a
what's
little
his name
bit.
Sabaj has some horse if he wants to do anything on it.
Where is he? Near
Red
last.
Cap.
Fifth last, eh?
Yeah, on the back of the pink cap.
He needs a miracle from back there, doesn't he, Sabaj?
Oh, Jesus.
Goes okay, but who's going to get him from behind?
Oh, dear, yeah. Look at linebacker kick away.
Look at Sabaj. This is a disgrace.
Yeah, but let's watch linebacker.
Go to linebacker.
I'm happy
oh,
with
my
the
goodness, boys.
Nah, hold on.
No, this is a statement. Wow, look at this. We said it was the best horse in the race. Look at that, boys.
Yeah,
tough run.
Very
wow.
Good win.
Wow.
Savage was a nice run, like Junior said.
We're all in here bagging the ride, but he just, I think he might have known what he had underneath
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he had
you know what I mean?
You know what? He was way above them in class, I reckon.
For sure.
Linebacker.
Yeah.
And it showed it, I guess, sat three wide, didn't have to, you know.
You know what's interesting is I heard a rumour that they were considering running linebacker in the Cox plate. Off that? You've got to seriously think about a Cox plate.
I just want to apologise for bagging Zach for the ride earlier there. He knew what he was doing.
Oh, there was not much he could have done.
Yeah, I thought he could have pushed on a little bit more, you know.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, the other thing too is then, of course, the Golden Eagle.
It's shitting there.
Yes. And then you wonder that, does he, but your problem with the Golden Eagle is you've got Autumn Glow. So it's tantalising decision making for team O'Shea and Charlton.
It's a nice one to have, isn't
it? It's a nice decision.
I've got to go and
have to make.
Excuse, we need you back here for the Caulfield Cup in about 10 minutes. Kingsland, we brought you in. A lot at stake in this race. Tell me what's at stake in the Caulfield Cup for 2025.
Yeah, I'm on half yours. I took $3, been a massive go. Sat there all day, $3. Got out to about 3:30 on Betfair, and then in the last sort of 15 minutes has been absolutely truckloaded into $2.35. So has been a massive go and getting into the right odds now, I think.
Big moment of the day. I've backed in the pot. Of course, you tipped it as one of your official Saturday set tips.
Zero from two. I need a winner.
Hey, since the Saturday set has dropped, we've had the big news last night about Sir Dillius.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it. As a racing fan, I'll come off a long run about this. So basically, I just think the protocols they're going through for this one race for the Melbourne Cup are just ridiculous. And what they're worried about is that if horses, you know, come unstuck.
So Sir Dillius isn't injured. It's just
they think
he's a higher risk to get
injured. High risk.
Because when I originally heard the news, I thought, oh, you know, shit, he's, you know, lame or something like that. And then when I read about it,
And it just seems crazy, like that Racing Victoria, I guess, think that if horses keep breaking down and dying in the Melbourne Cup, horse racing will be finished. But I think by what they're doing with this new sort of vet protocols is they're killing the cup anyway. Because you've got someone like me, like I'm losing interest in the cup because when they line up in the first Tuesday in November, I'm like, well, it's not a genuine race anymore. So Dillius isn't there. Last year, Jan Brugel wasn't there.
Yeah.
But what I don't understand is you can go and race at Bendigo today and possibly have the same.
With different rules for different.
Yeah, and it's like. And
so you were telling me he could have run in the Cox plate, Sir Dillius, next week. And then they have to go through the protocols after that.
That's right. They could have delayed the vet scan till after the Cox plate. He could have run on the Cox plate and then they might have said, oh, you're out of the Melbourne Cup.
But what's even more crazy now, he can come to Sydney and run.
Yeah.
But what it does hurt is, who would ever bet early now? Who would ever, turnovers-wise, who would ever put a bet on after the barrier draw?
You must be happy.
Really?
Imagine you'd gone in, you want to back the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, I would never bet early. For a start, there's 180% and then you've got to deal with this as well. But what it has killed is anyone ever betting early in a Melbourne Cup.
And buying horse? So this Sir Dillius was bought in the UK. They paid $3 million. So Owen Glenn says his life's dream before he dies is to train him is to own a Melbourne Cup winner. And now he gets nearly to the finishing line and they go, no, he can't do it. So why wouldn't people be completely disillusioned with the whole idea of trying to win the Melbourne Cup? It's just crazy. We're pandering to a whole lot of people who don't care about horse racing. And then
so you're saying the industry's being dictated to by other groups?
Yes. And like, stare them down. Don't worry about them.
Yeah.
And like, if I was even thinking about this morning, like if it gets to the stage where the government really want to consider shutting down animal sports, they would send it to a referendum, and then we can like, and there'd be, you know, like there'd be so much data and like analytics would have to be brought in, and they'd have all these kind of reports. Like, it's so many years away from even happening.
Mm.
So just stop worrying about the people who have nothing to do with racing, don't care about racing. Who cares what they think? The government's not going to shut racing down anytime soon, and it would be such a big issue that it could go to a national referendum. And if the whole of Australia wants to decide there's no more animal sports, okay. But it's just crazy what's happening.
I love it when you fire up before the Caulfield Cup.
Now let's move to the Caulfield Cup. There's the market up there. Let's regroup one last time.
Four Band looks pretty solid.
Mm. Was a bit unlucky in the Metro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Middle Earth, first go at 2400 might be a chance.
This is Adelaide River has some of the best overseas UK form at 2400 and is yet to go past 2000 metres in Australia, so... I think it's one of the best roughies in a group one I've seen in a while.
Oh,
yeah. There it is. There you go. Well done.
Racing.
Okay, good.
Half yours jumped.
Jumped all right. Sort of trying to bust it up to hold a position here.
Smart.
She's going to be one off.
If she pushed ahead a bit here, she'd get sixth defence probably.
It's nice. I think,
yeah.
I don't think
she's running one off.
She's running one off. Defense, she'll be right.
She's perfect there. Yeah.
Running line, perfect.
Yep.
Right on the back of Deacon, the right horse probably.
Now we go to sleep.
Yeah, Banker's Choice is burning turf in the front. Revelare's lobbed in a nice spot. Adelaide River's not ideal outside the lead. Going to get the 1-1 now. In the Caulfield Cup. Banker's Choice is the leader at 80-1 by a length to in second Adelaide River.
There's your Adelaide up there.
Punching.
Punching. Is that where you thought he'd be, Adelaide River?
Probably rather be a few pairs back. But
I'd River of Stars leading, I think.
Yeah.
Maydan outside.
Yeah.
Four Ban up there.
I think Maydan's three wide, no cover.
Looks a decent gap. Adelaide River's taken off here, Junior.
Yeah.
Put some real pace into it.
Bloody oath.
Been interesting to see what this next sectional is.
They could be going with the best stayer in the race, trying to make it a staying test.
Maybe Nick Williams bet up.
Well, this is setting up nicely probably for half yours.
Yeah,
maybe the pace
and
the race.
Deacon those two out of the back.
It's just a little flat-footed half yours.
I think Maydan's been
trying to find a run.
Maydan's been three wide, no cover the trip, so I'd be very surprised if he went.
Okay, so Jamie's into him.
Oh, yeah, got ya.
Off, can it come off Deacon's heels, get a bit of a suck into the race?
Just follow
Deacon
through.
Got to sit down the leaders and then we're a good chance. When are you going to light him up, Jamie?
Come on, Jamie.
Sprint. Come on,
half yours.
Come on,
Jamie.
Come on, half yours.
Who's
go
the
over
go?
The come on.
The French horse in the grey.
Pay me a go.
Come on, half yours.
Go half
come
yours.
Come on, King Zone. Get it home, son.
Pay
go
me a
half
go.
Yours.
River of Stars went super.
Well done, Jamie.
Next stop, the Melbourne Cup. First
yes.
Tuesday
live
November.
Chance for sure in a cup.
Yep.
No wait. And bookies really copped it there.
They did.
They're on their knees a little bit, the bookies, after linebacker. Kaying rising. Half yours.
It's about time.
Woo!
You know what? For the you know what's going to finish them off? Lake Forest in the King Charles.
Hopefully.
Yeah, Lake Forest has been really well backed.
Now, listen, Kingsley, your excuse. Thank you very much.
Thank
Fizz
you.
Is going to come and finish their day off. And your Saturday set's been pretty good.
So. Which one? Break Square. I'll cop that. Won the last couple of weeks. So.
And you were very high on Lake Forest. So if we can get that home,
yes,
it'll be a good day in the office.
Yeah. I've got to get out. I'm still losing after that, but not too badly.
Hey, Fizzle, we'll just quickly talk about the Caulfield Cup before we move to the King Charles.
Yep.
So Jamie said that half yours will easily get the 3,200 metres of the Melbourne Cup.
That's good.
You'd agree
she's
with
obviously
her?
Obviously going to keep the ride.
You'd imagine so, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, from what I saw, it was strong through the line. It was a fast run race with that leader tearing away.
Yep.
And yeah, I guess you have to be a true stayer to run those horses down. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see what price it is in the Melbourne Cup and what weight it gets.
Calvin McAvoy was very emotional. Tony McAvoy's son, first Caulfield Cup for him, first big major Group 1 win. So he seemed like a really nice bloke, Calvin McAvoy. You agree, boys, don't you?
Yeah,
for nice
sure,
style
yeah.
about him.
Yeah.
So really happy for him. Let's move to King Charles, Fizz. So
King
it's all
Charles.
About. Yep. It's all about Lake Forest. Been a big go. You guys called it in the Saturday set. But, well, let's look at some of these other horses. Mr. Brightside, one of the champions of the Australian turf. Fangirl, she's a star. And, of course, Pride of Jenny. She's going to light the field up. Very exciting. The race of the day for mine.
Yeah, really exciting race. Be interested in seeing how hard Pride of Jenny actually goes in this race and how close they are to her at the home bend.
I think when she gets the absolute top level, Pride of Jenny, she tries to roll out in front, she just has to go that little bit too hard and she runs out of petrol.
Yep.
Towards the end, I can see that happening again today. Boys, what do you want to say before we watch
It's all
the
about
race?
Lake Forest for me. Fitzy pointed me in the right direction early in the week, $7.50. We had something on after we watched the replay. Geez, it was a good run. It's last start at York, wasn't it, Fitzy?
Yeah, exciting to see the money come forward as well.
Yeah. Great race, this.
Great exciting. Race, boys. It's been a fantastic day racing, hasn't it?
Really
yeah,
good.
Epic.
Sit close enough, Lake Forest, Fitzy. Just sit close enough.
You just all put the speed on. Missed the kick.
Missed the kick standard.
Sit close enough. Sit close, miss the kick.
What's Jenny doing?
Where is Jenny?
She's about six. She hasn't. Declan hasn't clicked her up yet. It's very interesting. When's he going
to
go?
Get
right outside. He's
trying to weave a passage.
Yeah, now she gets clear room and surely she'll push.
She just rolls.
Yeah.
She'll be right.
Mr. Brightside.
This isn't, I don't think this is the type of thing Jenny needed. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
This is the type of thing you don't really want to see if you're
Yeah, she's getting softened up.
It's taking all day to get to the fence.
She's actually gone around a bend.
What's interesting is how much work Mr. Brightside's done as well, though.
We need a little bit of a miracle from Lake Forest. At the,
where is...
He just walked a little bit at something.
Where is Lake Forest?
Seagull,
third last.
Third last.
Okay.
No, it was a seagull.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, prior to Jenny, you can't see her winning in this position, can you?
No.
Well, Cheryl Wolf is travelling if Chadley just wants to get him out and
clear
room.
Who's down the outside, though?
Royal Patron is going well. That might be Tom Pericles.
Come on, Cheryl Wolf.
Where's Lake Forest?
Going terrible. It's going to run last.
Run last. Mr. Brightside fighting. Cheryl Wolf. Cheryl Wolf's going to do it, eh? Back to back King Charles.
Good on you, Chad. That was a great ride.
So Mr. B second, and then who's out in the Aussie Kerr colours around third? Pia, wow.
Pia, yeah. My yellow brick ran a big one.
Pia was a big runner, I thought.
So
we left that out of quaddy, didn't we?
There it is.
There it is.
Yeah, I did that.
Huge win. We all doubted him. I think we sacked him in the Saturday set.
Yeah, I sacked him.
Yeah.
We sacked Gigi Heat the week key, before, and then I think we sacked Jay this week.
Joe Pride had the blinkers up the sleeve.
Fast run race, blinkers on.
Mm.
No one loves vindication more than Joe Pride. You know this, Junior.
Yeah. I backed him today.
Big day for Joe Pride as well, obviously. Private Eye.
Yeah. How good is Private Eye going? Of course, winning the Moonga down enormous. In Caulfield. Career best form. All right, well, I think that's a pretty good place to finish. Thank you for your help today.
Yes, thank you, boys.
And that's a great Saturday session. Incredible day of racing, and we're going to keep rolling. We've got Saturday session for Cox Plate Day next week. We'll also be doing it for VRC Derby Day or Victorian Derby Day. Up the Den, and we'll see you for the Saturday set this week. Cheers.
Think, is this a bet you really want to place? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.